Lynn in North Carolina needs some help with a crawl space project. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering if you could advise me as to whether or not I could do this myself or whether I had to get a company to help me. And what it is my basement is partially finished and partially a crawl space. And in the crawl space, there's just bare dirt, and it typically doesn't have a lot of moisture, unless it's really, really, really rainy. And I just feel like I need to cover it with some sort of plastic or some sort of barrier to help keep that humidity down.
You're exactly right, Lynn. And it definitely is a project that you can do yourself as long as you can, you know, physically get into that crawl space. But let's start outside, because the moisture does form from the outside in. You want to make sure that your gutter system is clean, that the downspouts are extended, not, you know, 2 feet, which is the way they normally are, but 4 to 6 feet from the house. You really want to go through a good effort to get those downspouts at least a few feet out from the house. And then thirdly, make sure the soil around the house slopes away. You know, those three things, gutters clean, downspouts extended, and soil sloping away, does most of the work in terms of keeping those below grade spaces dry. Now, in terms of the crawl space itself, you know, what you want to do is, I typically would say, you know, rake the dirt surface so it's nice and flat and there's nothing in there that can kind of break through the plastic. And then what you want to do is just take some very heavy plastic, some clear plastic like Visqueen, and then start laying it down across across the crawl space dirt surface. And you want to put it in as few pieces as possible. But if you have to overlap it like 3 feet, all right, because that'll do a good job of keeping that moisture and humidity from evaporating out of that soil and then getting into the air in the basement and working its way up into your house. So it's really as simple as that.
Okay, and any particular type of plastic? Or are we talking just go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get...
Well, what you want to do is find plastic that's about 6 mil thick. It's usually just called reinforced polyethylene construction film or something of that nature. It comes in rolls that are usually about 12 feet wide and about 100 feet long. Now, the roll's not 12 feet. It's usually about 4 feet, and it's just overlapped. But you buy these big rolls and you roll it out and cut it and then, you know, unfold it. And again, you know, get it across that whole floor surface. You can let it lay up against the wall a little bit. And then if you have to overlap it, go ahead and make sure you overlap it by about 3 feet.
And do you pin it with something of some sort? You pin it with some sort of nail?
No, just stays there by its lonesome. It's not going to go anywhere. You know, as long as you're not, as long as you guys don't like to crawl up in that crawl space a lot.
Okay.
No, that's a really easy project to do yourself.